get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. Super excited to be here today with my good friend Robert Mulcahy with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Now, this conversation is going to be a lot of fun for your new, if you're a new investor, you're a pro investor. Let's get back to the basics today. Let's talk about where the real estate market is. That's what's coming up on Think Realty Radio with my good friend Robert Mulcahy. And also, what it means to build your business and build your brand and how you can do that as a real estate investor and why that's super important. Robert and I have a lot of offline conversations about this, quite frankly, and we talk about how new investors can really make a lasting impact with new lenders and existing lenders and existing investors by building their brand from day one. So that's what's coming up on the show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait to get it started. So let's go ahead and do exactly that. Robert, welcome to the show.
Abhi, good to talk to you again.
All right. Give us a little rundown, a little 1-2 on who you are, what you do, and what Angel Oak Prime Bridge is.
Yep. So my name is Robert Mulcahy. I'm the Senior Vice President of Production and Strategic Initiatives. Not a long enough title, I guess. But in short, no, you know, yeah. I work with, I've been in the fix and flip lending business for close to 20 years. So I kind of look to market trends, what products customers need, markets that we should be in, from a technology aspect, from a marketing aspect, and from a kind of product development aspect. Angel Oak Prime Bridge is part of the Angel Oak family, which we're happy to say we were just announced here in Atlanta as one of the top places to work for 5 years in a row.
All right.
So we're very proud of that.
That's
our
awesome.
Parent company. Thanks. Yeah. And our parent company is we're a small hedge fund with about $13 billion under management. We have a couple publicly traded mutual funds. So everything we do in short is mortgage related. So we are strictly mortgage experts across the board. So if you want the best slice of pizza, that's kind of what we consider ourselves, is coming to us to help your real estate investing business.
Awesome. 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 So from a lending perspective, if I live in Atlanta, well, I live in Atlanta, but if some of our listeners are looking at taking advantage of some good lenders in Atlanta, I would definitely get in touch with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. What's the best way that we can do that? Get in touch with you, your team, to see what we can qualify for.
Yes. So you can call our 800 number. That's 888-209-1333, and we always have representatives here that are experienced in the investment space to talk to you live, or you can go to our website, aopbconnect.com.
Awesome. So let's get some of the market analysis and questions out of the way first before we dive into some of this building your business and building your brand as an investor, because quite frankly, there isn't enough conversation around that piece. And that's super, super important for any new or even any pro investor to make sure they just have buttoned up because it just looks good. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes, maybe after the break and eventually in the show here. But what's your reading on, A, the Atlanta market? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Do you feel it's too hot, too cold, too many wholesalers, not enough profit? What's your gut telling you?
Yeah, I think we had a fair correction towards the fourth quarter of 2018 with kind of a little bit of a slowdown and a little bit of adjustment in the prices. Much of that, when I talked to my clients, was related to the wholesalers mm-hmm. and just how heavy they were pushing up these resale prices. That was, in turn, impacting the potential return on investment for our investors. So we've seen that. And some of that's also come from kind of new guideline changes that lenders like myself have kind of put in place to really see that as is value. But at the end of the day, I'm still very positive on the Atlanta market. You know, we have a lot of the good trends that you look for in a city of employment growth, a lot of real estate development. You do have a shortage of inventory, but that is kind of pushing, you know, really, you know, turning around a lot of markets that you wouldn't have, areas or neighborhoods that you wouldn't have been in due to a lack of inventory. We're seeing savvy investors get in there and kind of turning those markets around and still kind of creating a good affordable living for, you know, for people moving to the market or a fixed to rent. So I'm a fan of it. I don't like the traffic, but I guess every city has that growth experience.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. I'm seeing the exact same things. I'm happy that we had a little bit of a correction, right? Like that was good, or a little bit of a leveling off. Correction is a very specific percentage drop in a market, so I don't want to misuse that word, but it's healthy, right? And there are a lot of folks nationally that will say, well, you know, this is a housing market crash. What do you think about some of these media pundits that are saying, well, we're expecting a recession in 2020 and the housing market is in a downward spiral? How do you react to some of this stuff?
You know, I take a grain of salt of who's delivering the message and what their statistics and data. You know, there's an old saying, there's liars, damn liars, and statisticians. So, right. You know, that's, I mean, the underlying markets is what you need to look at. I mean, you know, 2 years ago they were saying stay away, and then last year they're saying get into it. Now, you know, I mean, how much of it goes into it? I think, you know, at the end of the day, there's, you know, we're not trying to build up an area that's 2 hours south of any major metropolitan area, right? I mean, there may be a market there, but it's a different market. So the generalization is always what kind of bothers me. You know, I'm very specific. I think you and I talk about it a lot. What's your objective? Are you looking to hold this? What's your exit strategy? So, you know, heck, I mean, you know, flipping a property in Northern California, is that a good market or bad market? You know, unless you live in Petaluma, know Petaluma, which is about an hour north of San Francisco, you know, you can't make a generalized statement like that. So I think it's, you know, researching the markets, you know, taking the reports like you guys put out, Think Realty and Adam Data Solutions, and seeing the heat maps and what's the rent trends and what's the kind of, you know, I mean, Amazon pulling out of, you know, building that new plant in New York. I mean, yep, that's pretty significant impact, where I'm sure a bunch of people went out and bought some stuff and now they're going, ooh, yeah, what am I going to do with this in Long Island City that overlooks, you know, nothing. So,
right. No, that's fair. I think we have to grasp this concept that, listen, there's no national real estate market. There are only a couple of factors that investors need to be aware of and pay attention to, but everything's very local, right? Real estate is a local community, street by street game, and if we don't pay attention and recognize that, then let's face it, we're just not making the right type of decisions. I want to look at crime. I want to look at jobs. I want to look at these hyper-local statistics, even schools, and that will change from neighborhood to neighborhood. So be very aware of that as you start looking at some of these, excuse me, some of these local trends. Want to be very aware of that and make smart decisions. So that being said, we're coming up on a break. Robert, what's the best way that our listeners can reach out? And then let's start talking about how important it is, of course, to build your business brand when we come back. What's the best way that our listeners can reach out to you?
You know, just give us a call, 888-209-1333. It's always best to talk to a live voice and get an immediate response.
Awesome. I like it. We got to go to break. Get in touch with Think Realty and, of course, the team on my side here. Super easy to do that. ThinkRealtyRadio.com to ask your questions. Ask your questions. ThinkRealtyRadio.com. All right. So we got to go to break. Super, super easy. We also have a magazine, by the way. You can check it out at Barnes & Noble called Think Realty Magazine. It's an awesome read every single time. Only because I write for it. Totally kidding. We have so many influencers from around the country writing for the magazine. And ask your questions. Again, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit PaperSourceSeminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's PaperSourceSeminars.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's your host, Avi Golhar, Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Check him out, AOPBConnect.com. So before the break, we're talking a little bit about the real estate market and how much of a fallacy that the national pundits will sometimes say, well, the real estate market nationally is terrible or it's so good. Well, I mean, let's face it, there's no national real estate market. Right, it's all local. Right? You make your decisions based on the local markets. And when we have the power plant, Think Realty Radio, with my good friend Greg Grand, we talk about the markets from a very local perspective. Birmingham, Huntsville, Montgomery, Indianapolis, Detroit, Salt Lake City. We've covered these markets, and then you realize there's something unique about each one. And that's how you make your decisions. Let's transition the conversation over to building your business brand as an investor. Robert, before the show, we started kind of talking a little bit about this, and you mentioned this is something that's very, very important for new and pro real estate investors to recognize. Help me understand your initial concept for building your brand.
Yes, I think it's critical, right? I mean, sometimes people forget when they get into real estate investing, and whether it be a flip business or, you know, a fixed to rent or rentals, that, you know, eventually the goal is to ultimately build a franchise in a way. So, you know, why do you go to your favorite, you know, taco place? Why do you go to wherever? And it's cleanliness, service level, you know, responsiveness. I think those are all key critical pieces for somebody to get into real estate investing is just, you know, download a sample business plan and kind of take that step-by-step, you know, business plan for dummies, right? I mean, yeah. And put in there, you know, what's the name of your company? You know, what do you want to be known for? How do you want to break into the market? And, you know, you want to, you know, give yourself accolades, right? You want to get, you know, kind of write up some referrals from somebody that you bought a property from and say, hey, Avi, you know what? I bought that property you were selling, and look, here's the end result. You know, what do you think of it? How did you think the experience was working with me? You know, how did you, any recommendations, get feedback from them? Because, you know, you as an experienced investor being the seller that I worked with, if this is my first time deal, you know, I want you to remember me. Mm-hmm. So the next time you have a deal, you're going to go, you know what? I'm going to call Robert up. That guy was great to work with. He said he was going to close in 10 days. I liked his lender. So I think those are things that, you know, there's a lot of other steps, but just building that brand and treating it like a true business. You know, you may only buy 7 properties, maybe only flip 5 homes, but at least you want to be well known for that. You know, and it's no different than, you know, a new builder or whatever that has a great reputation. You don't second guess the quality construction because you know they have a great reputation. And that really can help build your business and give you a serious competitive edge in the market.
So how do you build that level of experience and then, of course, that reputation in the market? Is it shaking hands with everybody? Because, like you know, it's easy to build an amazing-looking website, but if you don't back it up with anything, then that's a totally different story and a huge turnoff for investors, lenders, contractors, et cetera. What are some of your kind of maybe top five tips on how you can really make it happen?
Yeah, I think having that elevator pitch, you know, so can you describe your business, your objective, and your goals in 30 seconds or less? Mm-hmm. You want to have, and like you said, the website, you know, it's easy to build that, but you want to build that brand to, you know, do you have the way you market your properties, right? Do you have a kind of that pitch or that line, that tagline underneath it, you know, that, you know, Avi builds the best, right? I mean, just something that's catchy that kind of describes what you do. Like all too often people come up with a name that just doesn't make sense, right? I mean, you know, people don't realize what Google actually had a meaning behind it, but that would be the kind of second thing. And, you know, just spend some time, I think, if you're new, is kind of getting a mentorship in some way. Mm. We've talked about it a lot, right? You know, getting an educational piece, working with somebody else so you can say, you know, I worked under Avi. I worked, you know, at, you know, Google for so long. I did this. So you have some type of reputation and you can tie that to your public side, meaning that should be included on your website. Some real facts. You know, you should have your before and afters. Right. Have some information about your background. Why did you get into real estate investing? You know, since I was 17, I've always wanted to. I spent 12 years in corporate America. I'm using that experience as the basis of my methodical process and strategic level of kind of, you know, crafting of what your business model is. And really, you know, then from there, like, you know, you mentioned shaking hands. It's important. You know, I mean, I think it's all too often a lost art of when's the last time you got a handwritten note? You know, everybody's just so electronic and email, and that's certainly important. I think you need to tie to your social media. You need to work, you know, connect your Instagram and your Facebook and Twitter and tie that to your website. But if you don't have content on there, you know, it's static. You know, people kind of forget about it. So, you know, you want to be able to contribute, you know, and research and post questions or post thoughts and post articles. So I think all those pieces there, you know, kind of help develop who you are. So people remember you, you know, they'll remember that you're a great networker, that you were kind of, you connected, you know, help people build their business. And I think, you know, people always forget to say, how can I help you? You know, what can I do for your business? That's the best way to get a thank you, right?
That's hugely, hugely important for, even if now you're just in business, not in the real estate world, but if you're just building your business as an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you're currently doing, this applies to you directly. And as, let's say you're a flipper, right? You're a flipper in Miami or wherever you are in the country. Don't let the project only live on the street, okay? For example, you want to take this project, you get the before and afters, and you go online, you go to www.yournamehere.com/blog and tell a story about here's how you acquired it, here are all the partners, it was an amazing experience, and now here's what the property looks like. And now your property not only belongs to another family, but it belongs also on your blog and it lives forever. And it's a piece of PR. It's a piece of media that you can use to prove to lenders like Robert from Angel Oak Prime Bridge that you're worth it. Am I kind of hitting the nail on the head right there?
I completely agree. I mean, I think, you know, you're excellent at kind of connecting with people and doing a lot of that. And I think it's a good example of it. And as well as, like you said, I mean, we definitely look at it from a lending perspective. And, you know, I also look at it, you know, from properties that I've bought and sold in the past, too. You know, I mean, I was more likely to take an offer from somebody that I was familiar with by their reputation to deliver rather than trying to get a couple thousand dollars extra. from somebody that, you know, of no fault, I wanted to remove this property. So, you know, being able to research somebody, you know, create that e-brochure, even to, you know, all too often when people go to sell the house, right, on a fix and flip, mm-hmm. you know, I always tell everybody, I'm like, document all your activity, document everything. So when that appraiser comes out, be it from ABC Bank for that owner-occupied loan, you should be able to hand that documentation over to that appraiser and say, hey, look, here's what I did. The appraiser doesn't know the house had a tree in it 5 months ago. They don't know that you gutted it. You know, they can go and look and see some pictures, but there may be no pictures of it inside. So, you know, in order to kind of get that highest value, so if you're trying to sell something that you bought for 100 and you put 60 into it and you're trying to sell it for 220, you know, how's an appraiser know what you did? So that story, again, kind of goes to that reputation, getting having that experience for everybody and be better, because you don't want to lose that deal. So I think it's just you want to build that story and constantly tell that story. It's going to guide you where you go.
I do want to talk about telling stories with business when we come back. It's really, really important that we do that, especially if we want to get ahead in the real estate world. We'll talk about how the two connect when we come back. You want to get in touch with Robert and his team at Angel Oak Prime Bridge? Get in touch. Go to aopbconnect.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask your question on the right side of the page. You can also follow me anywhere online at Avi Goldhart. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Goldhart after these messages.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Real Estate Notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhart.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Avi Goldhart. My guest today is Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And Robert, during the break, we were talking about how important it is to build your brand and how that links to finding potentially more deals, better deals, more profitable deals in a market where inventory is really hard to find for real estate investors. Can you talk to that for a second?
Yes. So, I mean, we were kind of talking a little bit about, you know, I mean, in my past, when I've had some investment properties and I just was looking to resell them, you know, I have a list of people that I call. I still, to this day, you know, if we have a loan that's gone bad, I have a list of people in various markets that I know their experience and background and their ability to perform, that I will contact them. So I think, you know, that's a unique situation. You know, I'll text them and I'll send them the address and say, hey, do you have interest? And literally in 2 seconds, they kind of on the other side, they know, I know what the numbers are. They know it's probably a pretty good deal, and I'll be straightforward with them. So it works both ways. But, you know, here's somebody that's, you know, I mean, I have a friend that goes to the steps every month and writes, you know, a couple hundred offers a month. You know, so when I call him, I mean, he's picking up the phone because he knows I got something for him. Mm. So that's critical, and that gives a huge advantage. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate for first-time investors. They have to grind it out a little bit, but it's somewhere you can get to, and it only takes a couple deals to get a good reputation.
So when
you know, and that goes with the lending aspect too, right, that we talk about a lot.
Yeah, you're on the stream of consciousness. Keep talking about that lending piece too, because as a new investor, I feel like that's something, A, that I really need to understand here, and then two, building that relationship is super important. You can do that through your content as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we look at, and most lenders in my space now have really shifted to kind of that performance level underwriting and pricing. Meaning, what that means is, you know, somebody that's done more and performed better, you know, is going to be an expedited process. They're probably going to get a little better pricing because we have a greater comfort level, right? We know, hey, you know, Abhi has done 12 deals with us in the last year, mm-hmm. right? And he's performed on them. And trust me, we look at before and afters. You know, we look at the inspection reports to see the quality of work. And, you know, we have in the past, you know, had issues with customers that they may have gotten through it. But, you know, we changed the way we let them manage the project because, you know, they were kind of cutting corners. So that really helps build that with the lender. And again, I mean, we treat everybody equally and we want to try to get on there. But, you know, that customer of ours that we have done deals with for 7 years, you know, I mean, we're always looking for them. We're always reaching them. They know our process. We know their process. And we have it buttoned down. So I think that kind of lender relationship gives you a huge advantage in being able to get, once again, kind of going back to you put the offer in, the seller knows you, you know our process, so you're already ahead of the game. You're sending stuff before we're even asking for it. And we are jumping on that, and our team knows you from our processors and our underwriters, and everybody knows, oh, look, you know, Abhi's doing another deal. We love his stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's critical to know. Excuse me, and kind of helping build your business again,
yep.
you know, sticking with that relationship of having, you know, a lender, you know, a couple lenders. You need to have a good network, right? Things change, but you know, that's critical of keeping them in speed dial, keeping in touch with them. You know, we try to keep in touch with our customers as best we can during the process as well because we want a relationship. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not transactional for us. It's relationship built, and, you know, the better we stay in touch with you and help educate each other. You know, I always ask my customers all the time, I'm like, what are you seeing out there? You know, I spend a lot of time in an office. So, you know, and I look at stats and pictures and things like that. But, you know, nothing goes better than kind of, you know, and most people love talking about their projects. I mean, it's like a good cook. Let me tell you how I made it, right? First I sautéed this. I mean, they love telling you the tricks, how they took a, you know, a 3-1 with a car part into a 4-2 and closed in the garage to make it heated space and added a, you know, took the closet out and made it a second bathroom. You know, I mean, they love that creative juices to them. And a lot of them didn't go to architecture school, you know.
How do you recommend in building the brand and building the relationship with lenders, how often do you expect there to be communication between a borrower and, say, yourself with deal updates? Is it every day? Is it every week? Is it every month? Is it an email that's saying, hey, here's the progress, here's some pictures? I mean, obviously, you need all of that summarized for a draw request, but what would make you feel like you are treated in a nice, special way?
Yes. So we, you know, internally here, you know, our objective is, you know, I'm always preaching, and we want to over-communicate to our customer, all right? We want to make sure that we're staying ahead. And that's one, we should be part of a project management team almost in a way, so that if there was a permit issue or some delay, so that's kind of one thing that we preach internally. You know, we don't want to say, okay, close the loan, great. Mm-hmm. From the customer's aspect of communicating with the lender, you know, we like the idea of if it happens, you know, I mean, is let us know that you had a permit issue. Let us know that you have a neighbor that's being a nightmare, right, that won't let you cut down a tree or that's trying to fight you on pouring a driveway. You know, let us know about the problems, and that's for two reasons. One is that may impact the performance of your loan long term. So, you know, is there something you're going to need? Is there some resource that we can apply? You know, do we know somebody else, or do we have, you know, a contact down at the city, or do we have an expediter that we can help you with, or do we have, you know, you're having an issue with a contractor? I mean, we get that a tremendous amount of times where the contractor just stops performing. Mm-hmm. The customer goes about themselves to fix it. Well, we do thousands of loans, you know, so pretty much in most markets, we're within a couple of phone calls, we'll be able to help them, you know. So that's, I think, the biggest thing is, you know, call us for help, not for I'm sorry. Don't ask for forgiveness, right? Get ahead of it, right? It's just that happens. We understand it. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. Nothing goes smooth. You and I talk about it a lot, right? Permit process. Was there an issue with title? Insurance got canceled. I mean, a tree fell. You know, it just happens. It's flipping. You know, I mean, that's kind of the fun part of it. You just don't want to put your head in the sand and like, oh, I'm not going to tell them. And next thing you know, you're paying 3 months interest, but you're not doing any work when you could have gotten a new contractor on the job in a week.
That's a really good point. No, that's a really good point. And what I'm learning from all this is very much a relationship game, both with the lender, your contractors even, and it means a lot to your contractors too in this space, not only to treat them well, but, you know, to understand their story. Just like if they understand what your objective is for the home, then they start to see it as a home and not just another rehab project. And what that does now is it transforms this property, this rundown, just junk property into somebody's dream home. And now your contractor gets on board, your lender gets on board because you were able to successfully share the message and successfully tell a story. So we've got to go to break in a second. Robert, what's one gold nugget as we're going to break here, one or two gold nuggets that you can offer new real estate investors on building relationships with lenders?
I think being strategic and having an organized plan, like I said, going back to that business plan, and giving full disclosure of everything up front, you know, strengths and weaknesses. I think those are probably two pieces, you know, just tell us what you got. We're going to find out anyways.
Right. That's right. That's right. Don't be the guy or the gal that has to say, I'm sorry. Right. Like that's not a good look. All right. We got to go to break. Get in touch with Robert, his team at aopbconnect.com. You want to get in touch with me, ask me questions so we can answer them right here on Think Realty Radio. I would love that. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. We also have a print magazine called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble, read it through, and then ask us questions. I already gave you the website. All right, we'll be right back for the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages. Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game. name.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renter's Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
All right, Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi. It's the last 10 minutes of Think Realty Radio. So we're going to sum up what we talked about and also give you some additional insight here with my guest, Robert Mulcahy from Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Go visit him, his team, what they have going on at aopbconnect.com. That's A-O-P as in Pam, B as in Butter, connect.com. And I'm a huge fan of in-person conversations, just and sometimes even over-the-phone conversations. Robert, what's that phone number?
That's 888-209-1333.
So let's kind of wrap up the conversation a little bit by offering some additional information. I do, at the start of the show, we talked a little bit about the market and how, for me, there's when I look at the market as a whole, there is no national market. There's very much a local, hyper-local market. What do you look for when going into a market and when lending to borrowers in a market? Obviously, you're going to lend to somebody specific and more so an entity. So you're looking at their project, but you're also looking at them, the borrower, the operator. What are some criteria? How do you make a decision whether or not a borrower is good to lend to?
Yes, I think one of the main things I've always looked for is just what their plan is. So by that, what I mean is, are they going to fix and flip it? You know, how much research have they done prior to coming to us? So I want to see how much they can educate me about the project. You know, we're going to go through methodically our kind of standard process of we're going to research the as-is values. We're going to use online tools. We're going to use local resources that's going to give us research about the property and the neighborhoods. So, I just want to make sure that the customer, you know, if we go through and then 2 weeks later we come back and we have to change the terms of a deal for some reason, you know, most of the time that's something they should have figured out. And that can be due to a couple of factors. One is, you know, the information that was provided to them, you know, did they take it from a reliable source? Again, going to building your team and building their brand, you know, who told them what the resale value was, right? You know, I mean, you and I talk about it a lot. Yep. Who told them that the budget was really $30,000 right, when we can see mold and rot and there's nothing in the kitchen and you know what a bathroom costs and you know what, you know, sinks and things like that. So, you know, that happens a lot. And it's really with new and experienced investors. I've had it happen in every scenario. I look at it and I'm like, that thing's horrible. You know what I mean? There's no way you're going to do that. You're better off just tearing it down and building a new home. So I think that's one thing that I kind of always look for is just how organized are they? You're looking to borrow money to make money. So, you know, if I would lend you money, Abhi, to buy Google or buy Amazon, and you'd be pretty organized probably about it, right? Because you're going to look to make a profit.
Right.
So it's the same thing. You know, this isn't an owner-occupied transaction. It's a spec lending. It's extremely high risk. So, you know, when somebody kind of comes to us and says, well, you know, so-and-so doesn't ask me for this, is that good or bad? You should hope that a lender's kind of, you know, evaluating your deal, because if they don't and they lend you that money, well, at the end of the day, you're going to be in default on a loan that's going to impact your credit and your income for a significant amount of time. So you know, I'm always cautious of when somebody says, oh, I can get this loan like that. It's easy. And they don't ask me for anything. I'd run because that loan's not going to perform and the company's going to be out of business.
How would you recommend borrowers vet lenders? Because I'm sure it's a two-way street, right? Like, that's something obviously that if I'm looking for capital, I want to make sure I'm working with a smart lender. How do you suggest I do that?
Yes, I think experience is important, right? There's certainly a lot of new entrants into the marketplace, so I don't exclude that. You know, I would at least want to see who were the operators, how did they come about it? Was it a group of individuals that were experienced at another company that kind of launched a new venture? Mm-hmm. I want to know kind of how do they work with me pre-close and then post-close. And it's especially important for the flippers, right? I mean, we mentioned it before about keeping your contractors happy. Mm-hmm. You know how you keep them happy? Keep them paid and fed, right? Because
that's right.
I mean, it works for anybody, really. But you know, that keeps them on a job. It keeps them incentivized. You know, your success is part of their livelihood. Mm-hmm. So the better that you can help them perform, and then that helps them keep their team in place. So I want to know, what is your draw process? You know, who manages that? Is there an internal team? Is there an external team? And that's fine either way. I just want to know operationally from me as the customer. I think you and I mentioned a lot, you know, there's a lot of out-of-state investors, right? You and I talked about, you know, what's the next market to go to? You know, if we're going to do some flips in Ohio, I was out in Indiana not too long ago and learning a lot about the Airbnb market there. So we might need local resources there. So we just want to know. And then that's really kind of then from there is what's their capital structure? I mean, obviously they're not going to send over your P&Ls. They're not going to give you that. But, you know, how do they fund deals? Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay if they're selling loans. That's fine. But you just want to know how are they doing that? And that works too. I mean, even if they're brokering it, that's fine. You know, you don't mind that. You just want to know what the end one is. So just I want the same as I want from my customer. I expect to give to my customer, prospective client, is disclosure of our operations, disclosure of where we're good and bad at. You know, I mean, we need to be honest just as well. You know, I mean, don't tell me you can do a draw in 24 hours when you know it takes 3 days, right? So those are the questions that I think is fair to interview. And again, to your question about how do you build that relationship with a lender, I'm impressed by that.
Yeah,
I like somebody asking me questions. Right, that's excellent. And you extend over. Here's my package. Here's my SOW. My ARVs. I've got CMAs. You know, I had a customer the other day said, you know, she was a real estate agent in Virginia, and she asked, you know, do you mind if I send you, you know, a conflict of market analysis and other things? And I said that I've never had somebody ask me if like they can send me too much information.
Right.
You know, I said I love that. I was like, I love it. That's great. I mean, you know, she's like, can you use it? I'm like, of course I am.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the day I stop, you know, getting educating myself, then, you know, probably need to change.
Right, right, right. And then, of course, when I submit my information to you as a borrower, the first thing you're going to do is go to LinkedIn and go to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and see exactly the kind of individual that I am. And that's what social enables you to do. What are you looking for then on the social side from me as a borrower? Or do you not really... I mean, some lenders care, some lenders don't. I'm assuming you care.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly look at it. I mean, a couple of things we do, you know, I mean, even on the front side, most of our business development officers, you know, they're all kind of have renovation experience. Just while they're on the phone, they're usually going to, you know, Google the property, you know, see where it is, kind of take a look at it. So, you know, we're definitely looking to that. We do some kind of, we have some services that we do as far as a background check.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost like a resume for the borrower that we're looking for. I think you even have to talk about that. You know, just seeing, I mean, it doesn't mean if just because it's on the internet, it's true, right? Wikipedia isn't always necessarily right, but it is definitely part of the evaluation process of to see, you know, who you associated with, what projects you associated with. And again, if there's limited information, it's okay. But as you and I talked about in the second segment, building that brand is critical, right? I mean, it's no different than a job interview. First thing HR does is just like you said, LinkedIn. And you know, LinkedIn also is an excellent networking tool. Just as you can build up your followers on Facebook, you know, do you have your personal Facebook and then your business Facebook? You know, I mean, that can be a judgment call on anybody. But again, building that brand as an individual associated with, I think, is important. And we want to use that. You know, it helps us know who we're working with. And like I said, you know, we're lending you money to make money. And we may be lending you money in a state that I can't, like I used to. You know, I used to know every loan we had out, and I knew every single borrower, right? You know, I know probably about 60% of them now, but no, just kidding. Memory's not that good. But I think that kind of helps. So I think it's a valid point of just, like we said, tying it all together. It just makes it easier for us, and that makes it better for the borrower. Strengthens your position to negotiate with anybody.
That's right. And at the end of the day, for me as a borrower, knowing that I can scale up my business and have the backing of somebody that gets it, that's willing to be in the fight with me, right? Because it's not always pretty. And if it's not going to always be pretty, then I need all the support and all the help and all the resources and all the ideas that I can get. Because don't get me wrong, you and I both know how much of a pain sometimes permitting can be.
Yeah. Indeed. I mean,
it's nuts. All righty. That's the show. Robert, thanks so much for joining me. It was so much fun connecting with you. You got it. Get in touch with Robert, his team at aopbconnect.com. Have questions for me? Jump over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask the question. I'll answer it right here on Think Realty Radio for you. All right. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.